Chris and I, we did additional ones, so that's why you saw the correlation.
Yeah.
You guys already paired together though, right?
Yeah.
No, but you joined, you made a new committee.
I was just explaining to them why they might be, they saw a correlation between Chris and I, because.
Right.
I included all the correlations among the different partners for the things they've done.
So maybe, maybe me and Dustin could get together at some point and just talk about some of the previously done ones, just to see what our thoughts are.
That's what.
We've been doing that, it's helpful.
Yeah, since we're in the same office at least 3 days a week, that, you know, we'll do it and then just, and it really, it doesn't take like all that long.
Yeah, we spoke on the phone, I mean.
And we made like a couple of our own rules, like if we come across something like this, this is the number we're giving it.
That's a good idea.
Like we had like.
But you know, we should all be standardized in those kinds of.
I mean, that way we're kind of together, you know, at least.
Right.
There were a couple where it was very similar on the same thing where we were very off and we're like, oh, okay, well, if we come to.
Right, this is why we're, we see why we're both viewing it in different ways and it could be, you know.
So maybe you could share some of these rules.
Yeah, well, we're, well, I know specifically when we came across the word accepting, that was one. So, for instance, it says my mom is very accepting. We would give that a 5, but if it's, she's accepting of blah, 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 blah.
Actually Giacomo and I
have the same thing. We would give it a 7 because it was more of a view
of
and
value.
A value rather than she's just an accepting person. So I think that's.
So what would be the score in that case?
That would be a 7. If she's like, oh, she's accepting of homosexuality came up a couple of times, or she's accepting of, you know, other religious beliefs, like she's a, you know, an idealist Christian or something, but is accepting of other religious beliefs. That's more of a 7 rather than my mom is accepting.
Okay. All right. Yeah, these brief answers, we did get some feedback from.
My favorite one was dead. I know they're all different. That was just
well,
the answer.
Well, we had that one also, and I was happy we both put a 1 cause in that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, 1 would be generous. Yeah. It's such a literal answer.
So what did you give that answer? A 1. Dead?
That's a, yeah.
Because
from the experts, that's a 1.
If it was like my mom died when I was 5 years old or something, that would be more of a something. Well, I don't know, like a 3, but because that's what they are, they're dead. Mm-hmm. But just like dead.
Anyway,
no, that period.
Unfortunately, their feedback, they couldn't respond, I guess, to all my questions. I guess I gave them like 5, like one word answers, then 3 one word answers, then like all different combinations, like we said. But I guess they were pretty busy, so the, whatever response they gave,
was
that
on
was
vacation or something.
That was all, yeah. So that's
he wasn't busy enough to
right, exactly.
answer. Yeah, I like that. All I'm on vacation and I'm too busy to answer, but I respond to get an email.
Right.
Right, so.
Also, in the future, me and Chris are speaking. I think it would be good if you sent it all, like whatever your response are, just to Chris and I as well as Jeff, just so we have like extra records of it, just in case of anything.
Yeah, I'm going to send you everything anyway.
Right. Okay.
If you want.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I have it saved to 4 different computers just in case there's one of those dissertation disasters, much like my CCE.
Which you know something about.
Yes. So it's on my laptop, it's on my desktop, it's on my work computer, it's on my internship computer, all of that, you know, like a specific, and then email it to myself too, so.
Wow, you're covered.
It would take a meteor hitting, you know, but.
Isn't it just saved in your Gmail?
Yeah, but I mean, there's even, you know, instances I've heard of where like something like that goes wrong, so.
Can never be too safe. So, I don't know, maybe we could talk about YouTube.
Right.
How about that?
We didn't look at the actual items, but we were looking at, I mean, a lot of them we were exactly on, I guess, but I guess the ones that we were off by.
Off by a large margin.
So let's talk about those.
Okay. So.
And I actually do have the original responses, but maybe you have them.
Yeah,
I have to pull them up.
She pulled them up.
Okay.
Okay, so which ones are we super off on?
So 5 and 8, number 5. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Do
you have 5 or anything? I think I have 5 and 8. Sure, this one. Oh! Okay, that's like shrinking.
Okay.
I don't have an immediate answer as to why either side. I have to read it.
Now, which responses are we talking on?
Do you want us to read it out loud?
Or? The just give me the labels.
XPK1.
That's number 5, right?
Yep.
And what else?
And then LHK1.
Number 7?
Yeah.
All right.
And
any others?
11. We differed on.
Which one?
So, WCC1? Okay. So we'll look at those 3. Yeah, I guess the rest 2 were pretty...
Yeah, the rest was pretty much on.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, response 10, you were 2 off, but, you know, I'm not too worried about that. But the 3 or more.
Right, those are the big ones.
So let's, so you guys have the actual response to XPK1?
It's very lengthy. Do you want me to read the entire thing?
Go for it.
Okay.
We got an hour.
My mother and I became close in later years after she had a stroke, and I assumed the caregiver role with her. She grew up on a farm with a physically abusive father, and her mother died when she was 14 from TB. Her father married the housekeeper who was very abusive to my mother, and with all the male farm workers, I can hypothesize that she may have been sexually abused as well, although she did not ever say this. My point in giving this background is that it took her a while to really trust me to take care of her, but when she was able to, we had some wonderful years together before she died in 2006 at the age of 90. For me while growing up, however, she was a highly over-involved mother who was physically and emotionally abusive and intrusive about matters that should be private, demanding that I have a bowel movement every day, and if not, I would get an enema, yuck, is one example. Looking back now, I think she did her best and in many ways provided nurturance, although she was unpredictable in this regard, highly critical about every aspect of my appearance and behavior. Looking back, I think she was very depressed at times and did the best she could, I think, under those circumstances. On the more favorable side, she was highly social and socially skilled. People loved her, and she had a real fun-loving side. She did not ever abuse any substances such as drugs, alcohol, or cigarettes. She presented herself well in terms of dressing fashionably. She had a college degree but did not work after my brother, who is 10 years older than I, was born. Despite the rocky past, our last years together were so rewarding and fun. I really got to know the other side of her. She dealt with the severe disabilities of her stroke for 20 years with courage and an incredibly positive attitude. So,
what would you guys give it? I guess maybe that's it.
You want to write our answers down and then we'll go?
Yeah, sure. You guys don't know what they...
No.
Okay.
So that'd be
so I do. Size. So go ahead, write your... You want to read it one more time? You want to hear it one more time?
Yeah. No, I was writing. I was writing as she was talking.
So who wants to start?
I give it a 9.
Yeah.
I thought there was a lot of insight, and I mean, even that she even kind of phrases herself between the then and the now, and the back and the forth, and you know, kind of the complexity.
So a developmental perspective.
She went, you know, the whole way from 3s to 5s to 7s to 9s and back down again and back up again. So I mean, I thought she definitely had like a very well-rounded kind of view of her mother, and also some really insightful reasons she was like this because of this, and this was the end. You know, so I thought it was a 9. 8 would be as low as I would go.
Yeah, I gave it an 8 because I felt like there was a lot of the person thrown in there, but I know it was reflecting more of the relationship between the two and why they treated the child that way. Mm-hmm. But same thing Chris said, it was a lot of insight into why the person was that way. I really got a sense of the mother as a person and why she developed into the person she was.
Yeah, I would agree, but I wouldn't give it an 8 because I feel like that it would be dragged down based on how they feel inside, like more internal states, but I don't get a sense of what the mother was feeling, just kind of cause and effect and what had happened, so I would keep it as
9. So what was it?
9.
So 2 9s and an 8?
I hold my head in shame. I gave it a 5. I actually was really thrown off by this, and I actually had to email Dr. Goodman about it, because I was just very, I felt like the person talked about them a lot with the mother rather than the mother herself and like mental state, so it kind of threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of threw it at a 5. So I can see that there was attempted at integration.
Yeah, I mean, I think if there were pieces, like certain pieces that were just isolated, or there was just a couple
would
lines.
Would you give it Jack alone?
I'd give it an 8.
Okay.
So, that's all me.
Before you get to speak, we need to know your
Yeah, I think if there was a couple of those lines and they were in isolation, maybe it would have been a 1 if the presence was involved. But I think, I guess it hit a lot of the levels.
Yeah.
I guess the relationship was complex. It wasn't like kind of like she was a bitch. And, you know.
And I think that was also with like the ones, like if they're both in there, you know, either it's, you have no, I mean, you got a wonderful sense of the mother regardless, but I mean, also it wasn't that need gratifying, that kind of polarized, like she was all bad, all good type of thing, you know, like you got, you know, there's tons of shades of gray in there. So I mean, when they do, you get that, I just don't even, you know. I negate the fact that she said me or myself, and they're a little bit.
Yeah, and I think even the nines or eights include all levels. So I guess that includes even a level one piece to it.
Because she explained the you know, she was abusive, physically and emotionally abusive towards me, but like this is why. So there's like an appreciation over time and change and kind of how things evolve. So I feel like that's pretty sophisticated.
I kind of wonder if you can even have an 8 or a 9 answer without mentioning yourself. Because, I mean, a parent is only a parent in relation to the child, so that's true.
Yeah. Well, there are a person in relation to other people,
definitely.
Too. This woman was a wife,
Well,
was a daughter, probably, right?
was
perhaps a sibling. So there are other relationships, a coworker.
Right. But I think if you neglected to say that relationship, it would be leaving out a big part of it when you say describe your mother. Yeah, I don't know. I think if it was, like you said, more of those statements just by themselves, it would definitely bring it down. But because of that, you can't really penalize her.
Yeah.
I guess I just felt like, initially in reading it, I just saw more of like, she had a stroke, she grew up, and it wasn't, like, I guess I just initially didn't feel like I saw, or like the internal state of the mother, but rather how this person felt about the mother, rather than how the mother actually was. So, but I guess that's hard to disentangle, like for the reasons you just said.
The 5 answers, you know, a lot of those are kind of, you get a sense of what the person kind of looks like and acts like and does. But I feel like the 9 answers, you don't know any of that, but you can get a sense of who they are, like psychologically, you know? So she's describing her mother in terms of her mother's like history and like her psychology as opposed to like her traits. And like what she does. Like she didn't say what her mother, did she say what her mother like did for her?
Well, 9 would encompass that.
Right.
So you would have
some
of that.
She went to college, but she didn't actually work or quit working after the brother was 10.
Or the
older
brother
was
born.
But isn't that like stuff that she does rather than actually getting
Well, she was fashionably dressed. I mean, that all counts toward a 9 if there's the state of mind type of variables in addition and what she's feeling.
I think she even, you know, kind of does a couple of times transition into, you know, this would explain why she did this, or assuming she was brought up this way, that might be, you know, why she behaved in this way, or, you know. So would detract any points for the animal comment, which, you know.
So where do you guys feel like you heard about, like, how she was, like the mother was internally.
Well, it says she was depressed at one point
and critical, but
our relationship changed, this happened, this life event, and all of a sudden, you know, we went from this to this. You know, she was able to kind of attribute.
And then, like, we can maybe point out some of those
things. I see why you're.
You want to read it again?
Well, like, as you read it, we can say, like, that would be a 7. Maybe that would help just to, like, show, or that would be a 9 response.
Okay.
Yeah. We got plenty of time.
Yeah.
The 5s are really like literal. From a lot of our answers, like
literal, vague, or generic. Yeah.
Right. Like,
yeah. Like kind
like
of
caring.
You can see it, you can get it. You know, it's a.
So my mother and I became close in later years after she had a stroke, and I assumed the caregiver role with her. She grew up on a farm with a physically abusive father, and her mother died when she was 14 from TB. Her father married the housekeeper who was very abusive to my mother and with all the male farm workers.
Okay, so if we were to stop there, what would we assign?
I would give that a 3.
A 3?
I think.
I'm at 5.
I would say 4 or 5.
Yeah,
I that's
three
just like
four.
A lot of, for me, activity, like behaviors versus physical traits.
I mean, there's some physical traits, but there's also actual activity as well. So thus far, we don't have anything beyond a 5. That'd be the cap.
Right.
All right, so then continue reading.
I can hypothesize that she may have been sexually abused as well, although she did not ever say this. My point in giving this background is that it took her a while to really trust me to take care of her.
Okay, let's stop there.
Trust, you know,
it took her a while. Right. All right, so we're thinking about time. Time, there's a time factor that this person is introducing, which means there's development, right? To trust. Okay, now we're talking about an emotion. So now we're in the 7 range of perhaps
even the 9.
I like that. It's either a 9 or a T, and then the T I look for to see, you know, like the transition, if it went from this to this, and if she's able to develop it, or if it just kind of stays.
I would have given that statement a 9 because it took her a while to trust because of all that stuff you just said.
And even saying I would hypothesize that she was abused, that's an assumption. That's like their analysis based on what the person thinks their mother's internal states were. It's like they think that because of something, like there's something internal going on.
So there's some sense of causality in the writer's mind about the mother.
Okay, so I'll keep going. So it was mid-sentence. So it took a while to really trust me to take care of her. But once she was able to, we had some wonderful years together before she died in 2006 at the age of 90. For me, while growing up, however, she was a highly over-involved mother who was physically and emotionally abusive and intrusive about matters that should be private, demanding that I have a bowel movement every day, and if not, I would get an enema. Yuck is one example.
So, I mean, those were a bunch of 5s in and of themselves. But then, I mean, even if you look at it, how, because she's already kind of made a contrast to how it was, you know, how it is to how it was. You know, she died, but we had this great caring relationship. But before then, as I was growing up, you know, this is, you know, so she's kind of put together two different aspects.
And I think it was because she learned how to trust, that was why the relationship got better.
So she's kind of like strengthening that 9 with some additional, you know, facts on both sides.
Even an example of like invading privacy, like to me that's a 7, like kind of getting into an internal state of like something's causing the mom to be invasive, you know. Like that's a...
I guess, like, for just looking at it superficially, I guess I wasn't trying to infer, but I suppose we maybe have to at some level. I guess I was just breaking it up individually, and because individually is both 5-ish.
I wouldn't infer too much, because then that could lead, I guess, to other problems.
Yeah, I try not to infer at all. I try to just take it as face value as I can, even though it's difficult to do that at times.
Well, like, saying invasive, like, I think of that as a 5. Yeah. Like, I don't try to speculate why... She might be invasive. I'm like, okay,
well,
she's invasive.
You don't, but she did. Yeah, so, I mean, she did the speculation for you. So that's what would give it that higher, you know, than a 5 or a 7. Mm-hmm. She's the one kind of, you know, demonstrating the insight or demonstrating the speculation of the hypotheses. So if she's doing that, then, you know, because ultimately we're assessing her, not the mother, so.
Right.
Okay.
Looking back now, I think she did her best and in many ways provided nurturance, although she was unpredictable in this regard. Highly critical about every aspect of my appearance and behavior. Looking back, I think she was already depressed at times and did the best she could, I think, under those circumstances.
So, I mean, again, just saying looking back, she was depressed, and maybe this is why she acted this way.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, clearly this individual has benefited from therapy.
Right.
I mean, there's no...
These aren't, like, things they've known their whole time.
Yeah.
Growing up.
And I think also one of them, when it said nurturing, like if they just said nurturing, I would say 5, but they said nurturing, and then they said there was a contradiction,
although unpredictable, so.
That gives it more of a 7 if they're aware of the contradiction
like
in the person.
Like the complexity of it.
Well, no, if they give a contradiction and aren't aware, it's a 7, but it becomes a 9 if they are aware,
right,
they
can
explain the contradiction.
Yeah, I mean, let me just read the conceptual representation level. This is a 9. The person is described in a way that integrates many of the prior levels. The total description indicates that there are a wide range of levels on which the person is understood and experienced. There is an appreciation of internal dimensions in their own right, as well as in contrast to the external. Also, there may be a timeline in which there is an appreciation of change and variation. There are a variety of dimensions which are integrated and apparent contradictions are resolved. Thus, there may be a sense of disjunctiveness in which the manifest, literal, and concrete may appear in contradiction to more internal dimensions, but the apparent contradiction is resolved in an integrated, complex synthesis. At this level, there can be comments about the need-gratifying attributes, or physical and functional characteristics of the person, but they are part of a cohesive and integrated description. I mean, to me, this description just typifies the level 9.
I think I failed to take into account the contrast that was evidencing development over time.
Yeah, it's major. Especially when you're considering a 9 or an 8, you know.
I think if you even reread the 9 response in the example in there, it's very simple compared to this. If you, because I had one before. I think I emailed
it's
Chris
not as
about that.
As
yeah, exactly. I emailed Chris. I said, you know, just when we're taking into account some of the 7s, we should read the number 9 in the example in the book because it's. Some of our 7s were even approaching what that 9
was. Right, you don't want your expectations to be so high sometimes. Like we had a couple that we did that were 8s and they were like no more than like 2-3 lines.
Yeah.
So.
Although in Blatt's response back, he gave props to, if you can say it in as few words as possible,
exactly.
You know, that your words can be, you know, defense versus something. Yeah, so if you can eloquently say it and get the point across, then it doesn't necessarily have to...
Do we finish it or?
I mean, I understand why it's an 8 or above, so
Alright. Should we go on to LHK1?
Sure.
It's response 7.
Okay, that one's short. Yay.
My biological mother died when I was 8, so I don't know. I do have this was difficult, this one.
Yeah.
I do have a stepmother who has never felt like a stepmother in quotes, who has never felt like a mother to me. She can be a very unkind person. I believe she is very insecure and covers that with her harshness.
Oh, that's the end of it?
Yeah.
Do
you want me to read
don't
it one
share
more time?
Your scores.
Right. Do you want me to read it one more time?
Yeah.
My biological mother died when I was 8, so I don't know. I do have a stepmother, in quotes, who has never felt like a mother to me. She can be a very unkind person. I believe she is very insecure and covers that with her harshness. I mean, I just thought it was difficult. Just I'm not giving my score just because they didn't trust the mother and who are we reading?
I would just, my own opinion is rate the response.
Right.
You know, just rate the response. Don't rate the person, rate the response.
And that's, I guess, what I was trying to do when I did it. What would you guys say?
4. 5-1 roll.
What's that?
I said 4, the 5-1 roll.
I would have actually given it a 7. Mm-hmm. You said 6.
Because there was... I would then only think of the stepmother, but...
That's what I was thinking.
But if you're saying to think of both descriptions, and we're saying that the dead one is a 5... Then I would say that okay, there's a few 5 statements in there. I try to channel your method of giving the number for each thing. So like I feel like there were a bunch of 5s and then that one heavy 7. So I would think it was a 6.
I was thinking 6 when I was hearing it.
Yeah.
There's definitely the 7 at the end, but then you have to think of everything that came before it as well, which bumped it down a notch for me.
Cool. So you would say 6. Okay. I mean, I said a 5, and you said a 1.
I said a 1. I feel like they just completely evaded the question. The question was about their mother, and then they went on to talk about a stepmother.
Well,
so
I guess they never knew their mother, so they treated the stepmother as their mother.
Yeah, let's make a rule that we're rating the response, not the person.
Right.
Because it's supposed to be like significant figures in their lives,
right.
So we're just assuming that everybody grew up having a mother and a father, which probably is not, you know, an accurate assumption. Actually isn't at this day.
Because
age,
there was
right
like a, there was a like a like a 8 almost.
That's
statement
what
in there. Like I believe she's insecure and covers that with her harshness.
That's
but
a very complex statement.
I gave that. I give those like when it's an 8. I give it a 7/9 when I take my notes, and that's why I gave that one. That's why I gave it a 7. Because I said that 7/9 combined with the 5.
Right. The only reason I gave it a 5 is just because I felt like it was a lot of 1 in there, but with that 7, so it was tough to even use that rule. I thought for this one, but
so that's
definitely a tough one.
I don't know because I looked at that like with the.
You said 4.
Yeah, what were the 2 statements right before that? My stepmother, my
I
mother's
do,
dad, but then it goes to...
I do have a stepmother who has never felt like a mother to me. She can be a very unkind person. I believe she's very insecure and covers that with her harshness.
See, I only brought that down because it's such a punitive kind of like one-sided like argument about, you know, she didn't feel like a mother to me. She, you know, did this. And then although, you know, like there was some thought put into it, it's mm-hmm. still kind of...
But wouldn't that be more of a seven then?
Would you use like the 3-7?
Well, I was looking at it more, I had... 1-1-7-5, and then, you know, I just thought because there was something, you know, like...
I guess the best score would be the 4 or 6, yeah. If you know, like, a 3-7.
3-7, there's a 3-7 rule.
3-7? Wait, why are we saying 3, though?
I would say dead. She's dead. I don't know. I don't know if that's really a 1. I mean, mom's dead.
Mm. It's like there's a dead would be 1, and then so would the, well, because dead is 1, right?
Yeah, dead is 1.
Mm-hmm. And so, and the fact that it's centered around the narrator mm-hmm. is almost 1, but then there's that really high-level comment.
7, yeah.
So.
See, after, like, I just isolated the first sentence and when they evaded talking about the biological mother anymore,
I understand
why
that.
So
yeah.
In the future, I'll
I mean, the first one,
do that.
You should have nailed totally, that one. Yeah, that one was easy. This one was a difficult one.
Yeah.
This one definitely
I was talking about emailing you guys about it, but then I was like, I guess we'll just talk.
But so how, if a person says, like, they're dead to me, obviously
that's different.
But saying that they're dead, how is that a 1 rather than a 3?
Because
3 is concrete.
If you just say they're dead, you're kind of refusing to. I mean, my grandmother is dead, but I could talk about her for hours, you know, like... Physically, I guess she is in the ground,
it's,
but I mean, like,
it's essentially a refusal of
what type of person
is
she?
So you're, but isn't
it's a big
to me, that sounds like it's inferring then that they're not gratifying you, that's why they're being limited.
Well, I mean, it says, you know, describe your mother, what type of person is she?
Oh.
You know, like, dad.
So then it is a little resentful.
And the 3-7 rule is many 3s with 1-7 is a 4. So it wouldn't be above a 4 then.
Right, many 3s with 1-7 is a 4, yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
This,
I didn't see that as having many threes in it
yeah.
either, so that's why it was difficult.
Yeah.
So you bump it down?
Well, no, I gave it a 7 because I felt like I was analyzing their description of the stepmother.
I think
they had to say their mother's dead, they didn't know her, to give a reason why they're
so,
putting the stepmother.
So, say we take out that first comment about the mother being dead, say it's just the stepmother. I mean, what would we be giving it?
I mean, that she's never a mother to me. I just felt that was very want, you know, like, that was a very kind of, for me, like, negative need gratifying.
Right,
very
like
basic,
that.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you didn't meet my needs, basically.
Right.
You weren't the mother
mm-hmm.
I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, that just kind of set the way to, you know, kind of a very punitive interpretation of her,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But then it also says that a 7, there is a limited recognition of subtlety, development, or integration of apparent contradictions.
So right. So
I feel like that was more of a 7.
A 7 can be one-sided.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you could say she's always depressed or something like that.
Like they said that she's insecure and covers it, but not really why or
mm-hmm.
how that kind of plays out or what that.
Oh, was
well,
the sentence again?
She did say why. Well, she said why she was unkind is because she's insecure. Well, so she could be a very unkind person. I believe she's very insecure and covers that with her harshness.
Right. She can be one way, and then the second sentence was she's insecure and covers it. It wasn't.
She's that way because she's insecure.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's
that's how I took
okay.
it.
I guess I could go with the 7 because it wasn't saying in reference she wasn't a mother to me, but then the next statement is.
I mean,
about
a 6
me.
For the whole thing makes
mm-hmm.
sense to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I said before too. Like, I think to explain the stepmother, they have to say why they're not explaining their mother.
Yeah. No, I don't think that detracts from
okay.
that.
So what if they had said, my mother died when I was 8, she was really great.
Well, yeah.
And then I had this stepmother who was not so great.
Well, yeah, what if
that
they described both of me?
Yeah. So what if they said, my mother was wonderful, but she died when I was 8, and
so
then I had this...
Five.
That would drag
wonderful.
It down for me.
I think you would just score what the attributes for each were.
Yeah,
I
think
that. Honestly. And now if they start talking about the milk map, that's a 1, but,
yeah.
you know, like if I would, you know, like if they're just giving some background to it. But.
Yeah, just score the whole response
mm-hmm.
as if it belongs to one person, even though we know it doesn't. All right, so WCC1, response 11.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
My mother is very encouraging in pretty much everything I do. She's very outgoing and boisterous, and is very warm and has a good heart. She is someone I feel that I can really rely on.
Yeah. That's her favorite number. It's a five.
It's a solid. That's a hallmark five.
I guess I was the outlier. Brianna gave it a five.
I did right on this one.
Yeah. I gave it a two, I guess, just because I guess I felt like the narrator was in every sentence of it, but I don't know. Like, right. Encouraging in everything I do. Outgoing and boisterous, and is very warm and has a good heart. I guess that's a standalone, like, five, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone I can really rely on.
So taking that away from it, what drags it down for you? What you would have to have five. Ones in there, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess that my mother is very encouraging in everything I do, and someone I feel like I'm really relying on. I guess I guess maybe I read into it.
There's no appearance.
I took it as reliable.
So there's no threes in there.
Right, there's no threes.
There's no knee gratifying.
Well, I guess the way I thought was the one and five, and then I did the two, I saw it was more of like
but
in
I mean,
that one
I,
direction.
Encouraging of me is kind
right.
of generic.
Right,
so
no,
like,
I agree.
Encouraging
I would probably give it a four, I guess, because I would have done one, five, and then give it a four, I guess, going in the opposite direction.
I could see doing that too with some of that. I guess I took it as. She's someone a person can rely on. She's encouraging to people. I kind of took that, I guess, because I didn't think of it so much as like me.
Well, even if you had assigned a four, you still would have been
right.
within one.
Yeah, we've been good. Assumption. So I mean, I did do it with that rule, the 1-5, but I just, I guess, was in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. That was my
the 1-5 rule is making it a four.
If
no, the 1-5 rule could either be a 2 or a 4, but depending on what direction you feel like it's more in. So.
Marie, did you have any specific questions about any of the ones that you did?
Yeah,
I just we could discuss those even though
Dustin's not here, yeah.
Just a side note, so in terms of assignment to us, so I sent it out a little early, but do you guys still have it or do you want me to resend it?
Which one?
The second assignment?
Oh. you mailed 13 and then 7.
You mean 13?
Like 13 narratives and then 7 more.
Did I?
I
don't know.
I already made like the Excel spreadsheet for it. I don't remember ever skipping around. Maybe for hers in particular.
Did I do
but
just for yours? Did I mess up or something like that?
When did you send it?
I could just send them all again. It's fine. I'll just do that. So you guys both have it?
We did that one already. So
okay.
Do an additional one, and then we can do another.
So
we're on number five.
So should I send you guys another assignment?
Yeah, so you and I can collaborate, and we'll do a 21 for Melissa and I, and then you and I will collaborate and do one for us. Yeah.
Just be sure you send me all
everything. Yeah, of course.
Gmail is just confusing me because it's lumping them in certain ways because you're forwarding me stuff that was sent to my YI address. But what you had sent me that I had due for today was... a total of
20. What do we mean do for like the second? Well, did you
remember there's a moratorium? I didn't want anybody to do any more except for Chris and Giacomo and Melissa. Because I wanted to check people's reliabilities, and I'm glad that I did that.
But before I got that email, I did. The one that I got.
Have you done two assignments?
No, there was just one. There was like 13, and then you said, here's an additional 7. And that was due for today, and I did it, and then I got the email saying, don't do any more.
So she just might not have gotten the second email.
Okay. Yeah, I'm wondering what the 13 and 7 is. I don't remember doing that. I'll look it up on my email.
Well, I have here 20 responses that you and Dustin sent.
I mean,
sent
if
me.
You did the first assignment and you wrote and you sent the right codes and everything, then you must have done the first assignment. And then.
Actually, in spite of the relatively low reliability, there are only 3 in which you guys disagreed with more than one. All 3 were only 2 off.
Okay.
It's not too bad. We can talk about those 3 if you want.
This is the second.
Well, the one is from me. There's a list of 20.
Uh-huh.
First one is logical. One, logical. Is that the list that you have?
Is logical logical?
The statement just says logical.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know the responses.
No, okay.
It starts with HZP-2. Is that the one you're talking about?
So,
tested and not used.
I have coding practice and usable data too. Stuff and some other.
Your first one should begin with intelligent.
We're not coding. Right? That was just practice. Because I have that one too. Then was the second one independent success, we were just looking at the first.
Yeah, that was what I just looked at.
That's practice. That wasn't real stuff.
That's an old practice one that I didn't. I sent 13, and Jeff said send another 7
right.
out.
That's the old practice one.
This one here is 20. So that's probably for the practice one.
The one you just did had 20 responses, and it starts off with HZP-2. I'm gonna send you and Dustin the assignment again. This assignment two.
Me and Dustin will sometimes G chat and just say, "Are we sure we're doing the right one?"
Okay.
So I know I did the right one. I'm having trouble finding it on this thing. I would have sent it conceptual level assignment one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's two attachments. Yeah, so I sent it in both formats. HZP2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's the one you just did.
Did you
say
that? Well,
I did
it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right, and that was only that he did.
But that's the most recent coding you've completed.
Yes.
Yeah. Alright, so just forget anything else I sent you after, and I'll just send you the second assignment.
Okay.
Right, and that'll be due next week.
Okay.
We should, before we go on to this, we probably should discuss permanent meaning time, right, for the semester.
Okay.
So there are two choices, and Dustin's already voted. One is Thursdays at 7, the other is Wednesdays at 7:30. Preferences?
I just forgot my calendar.
You class till 7 on Wednesday.
I usually leave work at 5 on Wednesdays, so I wouldn't have to just hang out at work for another hour and a half because there's no point to go back home. Either stuff equally. So
I guess I would then vote for Thursday, just so Wednesday I'm not getting home at 9. So that since I work through Thursday, I want to not get home.
I know, that's true.
If you're a little bit late, I guess I'm like a...
That's true.
That's about
what
the time
day
I
shave it off on. What day are you
Thursday.
Thinking?
Thursday.
What day...
Thursday's fine.
Thursday, yeah.
I can do Thursday. Same to me.
Jackal?
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Okay, so Thursday, that was Dustin's preference, too.
Good.
Thursday at 7 or 7:30?
Yeah, 7.
Oh, so like you meet right after class?
Yep.
Okay.
Sucks for everybody.
Yeah. I won't be here Thursday, the first Thursday in February. So I'll miss that one. I think it's the 9th. No, I think it's the
first
third.
Thursday.
The 3rd.
Third.
Yeah. I won't be here that day.
What?
I'm in Florida. Leave me alone.
Will you be reachable by Skype?
Sure. Oh, yeah, if the blizzard
put me right there at the end of the
table. Ask if we could Skype for this video.
Oh.
It's possible.
Okay, so let's continue here. So let's talk about XHP-3. It's your response number 2.
We had all 3 responses from a person on 1 set. It was pretty interesting to see them all.
All 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
they all like one person.
One person's self, parent, and both
oh, really?
Parents. Yeah.
Huh.
And it was random
That's
that it
weird.
Happened that way. We didn't realize until after.
On,
we're like,
on
oh my
one
God.
How's that possible? What are the chances of that?
I bet we could
who's,
figure out.
Who's responsible for randomly assigning the
people
responses?
Oh, we both do.
Yeah.
Do our own.
And
I
how you doing it?
A hat.
Huh? That's what you're doing? How are you doing?
Same way. They're all just randomly
pulling under a hat?
That's weird. I feel like I would have noticed that.
We didn't notice until afterwards, and we're going over it together, and we're like, wait, didn't we already have
you,
a CCV?
How did you know that?
Well, because it's like CCV1, CCV2,
okay.
CCV3.
I think there was one that we shared that there was 2 responses.
What are the chances of that, though?
Well, I mean,
Maybe, guess, if, I, just maybe if I see that, I should try to split them up if I notice that. Split them between
the like put, we'll put one back in the hat and pull one back in.
Okay.
Is that random anymore?
It's random minus one. It's minus a degree of freedom. Yeah, because that would have, I mean, we're not going to change the scores, but that would affect the rating, you know.
It was kind of cool to see it, though.
I don't think we were just scrapping on.
Definitely not.
They weren't one of them.
I think they were standard fives. Anyway.
See, if you know the score from the previous response, it might unconsciously affect how you rate the
future. But I definitely agree with that. But I don't think we were reading the numbers until we actually entered it into the computer for our scores. I grade them right on the paper.
So you scored it first, and then you realized.
And then when I'm putting it in, they were in a row.
One was on the first page. One was somewhere.
When I'm putting it into Excel, you know how it shows you like the pre. If you do CCV, if you already type CCV, it's gonna come
down
up.
On the bottom.
Yeah, that's what was happening. I was like, I already did CCV. Right. That's how it happened.
I feel better.
Okay.
All right, so you want to read?
Anyone in particular?
XHP-3, that's response number 2.
Okay, and tell you my score after? Okay. I have goals that are more ambitious than most of my friends, and I'm the only one to reach this level of education in family thus far. I would do anything for people, family, friends, colleagues. I try to lead by example. I've become more spiritual and comfortable with my spirituality in the last few years. I try to live my life according to spiritual principles, strive to live like Christ, and love God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. The last part, I think if we, and Christians, just focused on the latter, the world would be better. I love to help people. I can be an anxious person. I seek the approval of my family and probably appear more attached to them than many people my age. I'm very close to them, but as I get older, they do not know everything about me. I've always struggled to stay true to my values, especially in relationships with the opposite sex. Religion has always been important to me, but finding that balance and someone to love me while also letting me keep my values has been hard. And I have learned a lot about myself over the years. In the end, I'm pretty easy to get along with, am hardworking, and strive to love everybody.
That's just an odd response based on what I know about your two dissertations.
Right. That's what I was thinking as well.
But even for his dissertations.
No, I know. That's where it came from.
It's very odd.
It came from mine.
Yeah. I don't have access.
Did it?
Oh, that's funny. I was like, that's mine. This is so strange.
Well, I thought with the whole lifestyle part, I was like, oh, maybe it's funny.
We don't want to talk too much about it. I just thought that was just so strange.
It is.
Just some of your standard religious fanatic. Yeah.
I mean, I would have given it a 7, because it's like it talks a lot about values, religious values, but not in a complex way. It's very repetitive in that way. That's what I would have given it.
Yeah, I have 7, 5, 5, 7, 7, 7, 7, 5, 7, maybe a 9, 7, 7, 7, you know, just I quit writing after, you know, a bunch of the 7s.
Yeah.
So I just thought, you know, pretty solidly. He hinted that he might have a little bit of depth, but never really delivered on the promise.
Right.
All
right, well.
I gave it an 8 also. I feel like it would have been a 9 if it was a little bit more fair, I think. But it was very kind of one-sided and didn't really talk about things over time. It wasn't as sophisticated as a 9, but I felt that it was thoughtful and interesting.
I thought there were a couple of transition sentences in there. Like, I actually have 3. I don't know where they are, but I have 3 transition sentences written.
I had one where I thought maybe he did, but a bunch where it looked like he was going to, but he didn't. You know, like, I am, you know, or I do, but he didn't really describe.
There definitely was development over time, though.
Right.
And since we just came from that conversation, it felt more 8E to me rather than lower because of saying how spirituality has evolved over time, how the comfortability with the self had evolved over time.
What did Dustin give?
6.
Oh, so you guys don't know.
So, Dustin, you've been outvoted here. People were saying 17.
Well, it said one sentence, I've learned a lot about myself over the years. But then the first one said, I've become more spiritual and comfortable in the last few years. So to me, that wasn't really developing over time.
He didn't deliver.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So the need was generous, I felt. But I remember that I tend to go lower.
I think an 8 is very generous, actually.
Yeah, so...
I've discovered this great thing about myself, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
I saw that I seek the approval of my family and probably appear more attached to them than many people. That's kind of almost 9-ish.
That's axis 2-ish.
Well, I think the whole thing is very, like,
can
grandiose.
Can we say cluster B?
It's pretty strange. All right, so let's do two more and we're done. WWA1, that's response 10.
Okay.
Also, I'll just make a comment just in looking at these three that we're going to be talking about. You and Dustin are kind of calibrated a little bit differently. You tend to give slightly higher scores. He tends to give slightly lower scores. So, Dustin, if you're listening to this, you and Marie need to talk to each other about recalibrating so that you're both... Seems like you both go up, you know, correlationally, you guys are great. But you're always off by one or two, you know? So if you guys could be like this, going up and down, that'd be great.
Dustin, we need to run a three-legged race to get more in sync. I remember, like, when we were talking with the group stuff, I always gave a little bit higher than the group. So I tried to lower myself.
Yeah, remember the past that your response was tend to be more lower readings. That's what I was thinking. And I had like an idea of how
I wrote it down somewhere, but I remember, like, compared to the group, I was one way, so I tried to kind of, go lower.
You guys, in these 20 responses, you're either the same or you're higher than Dustin. There's no instance where you are lower than Dustin, not 1 in 20. So that says something about your calibration. Mm-hmm. You guys need to recalibrate a little bit.
I think we just need to just talk about it, I guess.
Yeah. WWA.
I like to think that I'm a genuine person. I have a pretty laid-back and relaxed personality that I think a lot of people find to be comforting. I think I'm giving and caring with others, and I tend to put others' feelings and needs ahead of my own. However, I'm honest and real with who I am. I have my own opinions, but I will not judge someone whose opinions do not reflect my own.
So what do we got?
Six. Seven. I was thinking six.
Six. Brianna?
My initial reaction was six, but I would like to read it over.
I gave it seven. So we have Dustin at a 5 and Marie at a 7.
So six works out.
It does. Yeah. But
my thing was there were a lot of 5s and there were some 7s. Yeah. I just thought there were more 5s than 7s.
I think if I would have had it in front of me to actually, because I like,
we're just doing this, this kind of like cocktail, you know, coding. We're not
cocktail really coding. I want you guys all the Giacomo and I. You know, we're on the same page here. You guys need to be able to do these in your heads.
Or sleep.
None of this magic 8-ball shake. What is this?
I got a 50-50 split from what I heard without reading it in writing.
Not good enough.
I thought there was just a lot of the person talking about their internal state, so I think
yeah, that's
what
I was hearing.
Solid 7.
Yeah.
I just heard a lot of different ways of saying I'm caring about other people, or like a lot of people. But then the end, I guess, there was a 7.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think I am giving and caring.
Saying you
think
doesn't infer thought, though.
But it kind of infers that they're...
Absolutely.
No, I think that's more of a, I'm just not sure of myself sort of thing.
I don't know how to deal with that sometimes.
It could be, I believe, I feel.
Yeah,
I don't think it's actually a thought or a
like
feeling or value.
Speak, no.
Exactly. You have to think also they're writing the way they speak. So there's going to be a lot of those likes and...
Yep, which is just another reason why it should be a 6, because they're waffling, so they're between the two, you know. They're...
I just remember, like, when the person is like, I am this, I am that, I'm that, it was a lot of fives, mm-hmm. and then, but when there's kind of a, more of a nuance, that kind of makes me think that the person is talking about how they feel inside, so to me that's the difference, or else it would just be a five, if it didn't have those.
The fives and the sevens, though, there's still the, if it count, whichever way it falls is the rule from, you know, mm-hmm. so, like, it's not like the nine where you integrate them, mm-hmm. but I mean, like, if you're mm-hmm. between, it's still whichever is the heavier top.
All right, let's do WQV2, that's okay. response 12, and then we'll call it a night.
Okay. My dad is the opposite of my mother. He's quiet, introverted, and has an old-fashioned mentality. He is hesitant to express affection, but he loves to receive it. It's hard for him to tell people with words how he cares for them, so he shows them with actions, like fixing their cars, taking them out to dinner, running errands for them, etc. He has a hard time telling people how he feels, so it takes a while to get things out of him. He hates conflict. He's been known to have a temper when he gets really depressed about something and has taken out his frustration on inanimate objects, such as punching walls or breaking things. He would do anything for people, for the people he loves, though.
Eight.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say 8, maybe even a 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was on the fence with 8 too. I'm always hesitant about the 9, so.
Yeah. I initially gave it a 7, but I can bump it to an 8.
I was thinking 6, but...
Mm. Yeah. I have 4.
Because there's a lot of action, a lot of behavior, a lot of activity.
Yeah. He does this because of this.
I think he's saying his actions are, you know, manifestations of the way he's feeling.
Right. That's the only reason why I didn't put up to the 9, because they were. But I mean, I thought he did have enough, you know, kind of nice this because of the transitions.
Right. It's like this person could just only has actions to go on, and she sounds like that she or he or she was kind of inferring the internal states. That's what it seemed like.
I actually thought that I gave it a 7 just because I felt like there were a lot of fives. And so, it would have been an 8, but there were so many, he's this, he's this, he's this, that I brought it down.
So Dustin gave us 5.
I would go below 7, I would think, just by looking at it.
I want to give it a 5, just because there are internal states, but it wasn't really integrated. I mean, it didn't have, like, a sophistication that some of the 9s and 8s really do, so I didn't want to give it an 8.
It was more than just talking about like what he in the internal state, talking about what he did, what he feels that way, which is actually quite opposite.
He gets depressed.
So let's say we're deciding between a 7 and an 8, what would we do here?
I really don't think I'd go below an 8.
Really?
Yeah, he has like a temper when he's depressed.
I think if there's ever a why, if there's ever an answer to a why, I give it above a 7.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go below the 8.
And where do you see, where do you hear that in this?
Well, why does he do this? Because he's depressed. Why does how does he act?
Why does he have a temper? Because he's depressed.
There's a couple.
Well, it says he's been known to have a temper when he gets really depressed about something. So that's taken out his frustration on punching.
So, you know, this is how he was feeling, you know, this is what he did.
Yeah.
He has a hard time telling people, so it takes him, you know, a while to get things out of him.
So he shows
them. So why does it take him a while? Because this happened. Because he has a hard time talking.
I just feel like if it said something about the way he was raised or why he's that
way. Well, that'd be a 9.
That would be an 8. Right. But that would bump it up to an 8 or 9. But there wasn't any of that. So I feel like it was just very like, this is how he is and this is how he feels, but not why. So I wouldn't give it a 9. Okay.
No, it doesn't get a 9 certainly. But it sounds like.
But I mean, he had some insight. Yeah, I mean, it was more, you know, like some understanding of what the thought process of the internal state was to get, you know, these behaviors, which, I mean, is, you know, a lot more than just saying he's depressed or, you know, he's angry.
Yeah, he's frustrated.
He's angry because, or, you know, this is what makes him angry. Or this is, you know.
Okay, Dustin, you were 3 off from the group. I think you need to bump up your scores a little bit. All right, so.
She's going to be giving 10s.
That's right, 10 out of 9.
Is next Thursday then starting at 7?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Is this kind of our meeting area, or?
That I can't I can't tell you, but this will work, but I don't know what this is going to become by next week. Mm-hmm. You know, chances are we're going to be able to use it, but I don't know.
Are we going to have to throw snowballs at you to get in the snow?
You might. Especially at 7 o'clock.
I mean, yeah, no one's going to be here at 7, so...
There'll be plenty of people here. There's going to be a whole classroom of people here.
But they're busy, so...
Are there computers here? Are there going to be computers here? Or they have them set up?
There's a computer room.
Oh,
okay.
Brianna, do you know how our offices are?
This is my first time in the building.
I didn't bring my swipe card. I thought we were going to have, like, keys, so... That's why I saw you.
No, there are no keys. There's a keyless building.
Cool.
Should we just use our library card thing?
We use our ID card.
Your ID card.
Yeah.
How do I get in?
You
can probably use it,
then.
Sarah's
mine is, like, so old, though. I mean, mine's from first year.